All right, good evening. My name is Joel Ryan Frank. Welcome to the Voice Not First podcast for today, Wednesday, the 4th of September, 2019. As always, the Voice Not First podcast is sponsored by Diamond Optical. Diamond Optical is the best place in Guyana to get deals on contact lenses and spectacles. They are located on the third floor of City Mall. And their telephone number is 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. Remember to support Diamond Optical because Diamond Optical supports the Voice Not First podcast, and you want to support people that support this podcast. Stay tuned while I share this live episode, and I will be right back with you.
But I got a fork, it does work good. This the best fork in the neighborhood. So right now I'm broke.
Good night, Madonna. Welcome to the podcast. How are you this evening? I'm sharing a live right now. We're talking about can exes be friends without sex coming into the equation, or is it going to end up like the song Mavada sang?
Like the fork, really as a good worker, my favorite plant, banana sucker. Well, this woman asks me to come fork she land. She want to work with, she lazy husband. I said, listen lady, make a plenty ego. If I can't work with you, I have to say no. She said, tell me crazy, I don't understand. I said, I'm going to tell you straight, I don't fork with man.
Hear me, all day I'm forking, all night I'm forking. In the morning forking, in the evening forking. When it rain I'm forking, in the sun I'm forking. Thunderstorm I'm forking, every day I'm forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using, their sequence is so confusing. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using, their sequence is so confusing. Well, some people cheap. That's a big mistake. They just buy them fork. That Chinese make. You don't buy them thing. Them thing is fake. But my fork is strong. It just take long for break. I want to see hands up with your fork, grabs up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up.
All right, good night, Arita. I see she sent in a comment there in the live stream. She says they can, but it doesn't often work out. Most times, men just want sex. All right. I see you. Thanks for coming through. How are you doing tonight?
Well, some people vex. They're writing letter. Plenty. That's a crazy ace. He getting vulgar. If you see them posts
all over the place,
Facebook and Twitter, but they misinterpret. Cause it's agriculture. I want to see hands up with your fork, grabs up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up with your fork, grabs up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I just forking if you see me, forking everybody, forking if you see me, forking everybody, forking if you see me, forking everybody, forking if you see me, forking.
Okay, I'm back with you guys now. I have some voice note messages that came in, and you're going to hear those, and of course, any other voice note messages that. Yeah, you're going to hear those and any other voice note messages that come through, or text messages that come in with an opinion on the topic. Alright, yeah, this should be interesting. Let's get it on.
Them time on the road for the day that the band design for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. Don't lime on the road, don't prime on the road. All of the bands, them time on
the street. Education them down on the street, and ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street, and somebody shoes who fall off the feet. Tell fame and them turn up the heat, to tell the DJ put the wap on repeat. To the road, take a wine for the road.
No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road, for the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road, for the day that the band is designed for the road.
All right, here comes the first voice note message that came in.
Everybody dress cause going on the road. Put on your best cause going on the road. All of the kids them step on the road.
Yes. Exes could be friends, right? Without sex coming into play. But you know that got an old saying. All firewood easy for catch back. So the main fuck me, you tagging something like skinny me, I miss you, baby, you miss me, baby, and, you know, we link on. It's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's possible, right? But what I'm saying is the same way it's possible for we to be friends without sex, and also it's possible for we to be friends with sex.
Okay, so would you say it's more difficult to be friends without sex?
I wouldn't say no, I wouldn't say yes. It's a 50-50 chance, but it's possible, it could happen, and it cannot, and it still cannot. It's a 50-50 for me.
Alright, there was a regular contributor in there. She seems to believe that it is possible. Like Arita says there, well, she didn't say, Arita said that most men just want sex, but this country really did not say that. She says it's possible, but it could swing either way. Yeah, so back to the music while we wait on more voice notes or messages. Actually, I have a message to play for you, and to read for you rather, and this person wants to be called Delilah. So stay tuned while I get that up for you. Good night to Charmin, Keon, Kiki, GT Youth, and Joy. How are you guys doing this evening?
Take a wine on the road, no lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road, for the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road, no lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road, for the day that the band is designed for the road. Before we go into the street, see the boom chuck them down on the street. Education them down on the street, and ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street, and somebody shoes who fall off the feet. Tell fame band them turn up the heat, to tell the DJ put the wap on repeat. To the road, take a wine on the road,
no lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road, for the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road, no lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them time on the road, for the day that the band is designed for the road.
Alright, here's Delilah's contribution. She came through and she said, unless you and your ex are co-parenting, you don't need to be friends. There was something that attracted you to that person, and the friendship might rekindle it. If you moved on, by all means, move on. I asked Delilah, I said, so would you ever consider having a friendship with an ex? She says, nah, we are going to keep that on a high and right. She's not going to be getting into the having the friendship discussion with an ex. Again, if we're co-parenting, that's different. Other than that, no. I said, okay. She says, if your communication skills were so damn good, we may not have been exes in the first place. And she has a point. Of course, relationships are highly dependent on communication. So brush up those communication skills. I see Charmin said that she's trying to send the voice note message. You could send it to the voice note files on Messenger, and I will receive it and I will play it for the audience tonight.
All of the bands in time on the road for the day that the band design for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. Don't lime on the road, don't prime on the road. All of the bands in time on the road for the day that the band design for the road. Before we go into the street, city boom chuck them down on the street. Education them down on the street and ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street and somebody shoes who fall off the feet. Tell fame band them turn up the heat to tell the DJ put the wap on repeat. To the road, take a wine on the road.
Don't lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands in time on the road for the day that the band design for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. Don't lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands in time on the road for the day that the band design for the road.
All right, we got another voice note message in here. Here goes.
Yes, it's possible they can be friends, but a lot of times people just use this word friends and not really mean it. That's why a lot of people, that's why it don't work with a lot of people. But if someone genuinely want to be friends with their ex, then yes, ex can be friends. My very first girlfriend is my best friend now, and we could be together in a room by ourselves and none of us would think of sex, because we are long past that. We've matured past that. She's my sister, I'm her brother. That's how we see each other now. So exes can be friends, but as if they genuinely want to be friends and not just using the word friends to get back in there.
All right, so JT came through there. He says, of course, exes can be friends if each party genuinely wants it. I think, yeah, some degree of maturity would have to be involved for exes to remain friends after the fact. It's not something that is easily done, for lack of a better term. Because you would have already had a sexual relationship with this person, and for some people it's hard to move on from that, at least in my opinion. Hard to move on from that. But let's continue the show. Let's see. Charmin came through in a comment stream there. She has something written there. I'm going to read it now. Get tuned.
All of the bands in time on the road for the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. Don't lime on the road, don't prime on the road. All of the bands in time on the road for the day that the band is designed for the road. Put on your costume, going on the road. Everybody dressed for going on the road. Put on your best call, going on the road. All of the kids, them step on the road. This is the mash and carnival food. Don't throw the garbage, them move a road. And 592, we can rep for the code. And...
Alright, Charmin says, my ex and I talk because of the child, but he don't respect boundaries. Every time he does be like, when we gone have sex. So I don't ask him for a pin for my son. Okay, so Charmin thinks it's not possible because she says my take is no. All right then, Charmin, thank you for coming through there in the comment stream tonight.
Time on the road for the day that the band is designed for the road.
Welcome to the podcast, Jerry. How are you doing tonight? Anything you want to add to the discussion?
Calypso, but it's lack of experience.
Relax.
I'm a fan, I ain't true the Canary and rebel them. This competition was tense. So my first entry in this competition, we gon' call it that don't make sense. I gon' tell you stories and situation, and you judge with a fair conscience. Not forgetting the former commissioner.
All right. Well, you know, as usual, by the end of the first half of the podcast, you will hear my full take on the situation or on the topic. But yeah, we will be discussing, or we are currently discussing, can exes be friends without sex coming into the equation, or is it going to be, like Movado said, what friends do?
I could sing whole year, but the GPF what it gon' sound like a bashing police. Their job description is protect and serve and occasionally keep the peace.
Well,
but this year come year, got different commission and answers like it increase. From the darkest thing to the highest bribe and the button without degree. Remember last year shootout with police?
I remember.
When three men die on DC wall. When I hear the police explanation, it didn't make no damn sense at all.
Really?
Between the eyewitness, the police story, the bandits firearm small. Well, they find one gun and they kill three men, but not one bullet touch the car. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense.
People.
I know a bus conduct who's promiscuous. He conquests his plenty woman. He said the man to woman ratio is not equally fixing up equation. He said the milkman Joe Bryan and Ram Singh Sharma, them is not competition. But when you lack education, Sharma can say it's a very sad situation. He does boast and brag how we got them. He's a pro, no man take it wrong. He say minibus don't ever walk charge up. He's an exporter going downtown. When you're going on tongue, you don't have to worry, no strap, no protection. But when it comes for the big man, Johnny to talk, then you talk. Calm down, that don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make no damn sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make.
What I am going to say while we wait for, or messages to come in for people to respond to the topic, is that I do know of very few people who are friends with their exes. I know of some older folks who are friends with their exes, and I guess they would have had time to perfect that art, or to perfect that sort of relationship with their ex. Younger folks, though, I've known of child mothers and child fathers that give that give the significant others of their former partners some partake because of the things that would have transpired between the baby mother and the baby father while in separate relationships. So I think, no, I'm not going to tell you what I think now. I almost did. All right.
All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
Well, I know this might be funny, but I don't want you to laugh. I got a little story that all of we could laugh like. You're at home and you want to be alone, but somebody wake you up when they call your land phone. You're answering the phone, but you can't hear what I say. The next nigga knocks, hey, where's the baby? Some.
All right, we got a new voice note message in here. Hold on.
Bring the plastic call forward to me. Half the population is living poverty. And another thing, the song like complete symphonies. They just call you cell phone.
It also depends on the type of relationship the two individuals shared in the past. And it also has to do with the respect that they have for their current partner, if they have. But I think it's very much possible. But like we got in these, like say, old firewood could still catch back. But it still depends on both individuals coming to a mature agreement with regards to where their relationship stands.
Who is
this like. Me and the brethren was lying upon the corner. I sipping a Guinness and he smoking marijuana. Well, you don't know a policeman, that's a rass in Guyana. So when the van pull up, I tell them I's a farmer. The man say you's a farmer, you ever plant banana. But then my brethren go and tell the man that he's a painter. The man say if you paint and you're gonna paint soon. I want fox is something you ever.
Okay, so tell me something. I noticed that you said it depends on the respect that they have for their current partners. If there are no current partners involved in the situation, if it's just that these two people are exes, could they still be friends without having sex? What do you think?
Up in the tomb, it's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions, this place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions. At night I saw something that really made me ponder. George Bush go on stage and shake off Stevie Wonder. Well then I realized that the world crazy. Oh, you gonna shake off a blind man expecting to see? Well this one is a completely different story. I ever tell you about the sweet girl who tried to rob me? Call me and tell me how she needs some money. Well the first thing, I don't believe a stupid story. She tell me how she want buy back she TV. How the current passing and it blows she icy. I just tell you on the phone, you bloody crazy. You forget you don't have electricity. It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking.
Oh, on a completely unrelated comment, did you guys see that Dovi Magnum put up an Instagram post at her on Dexter Dapson, just lying on the bed? It looked like a photo shoot kind of thing. And she says that she's the owner, so all the rest of them pretty much got relaxed herself. This Dexter Dapson band ain't going on easy at all, boy. Anyway, from what I've seen with Dexter, or the sexual escapades of Dexter Dapson that have ended up on social media, he seems to have a type. Dovi Magnum does not seem to fit that type, but if she says she's the owner, she's the owner. We can't argue with her.
This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions. No, it's like a big bun, so I do this step on TV. Well, he always promoting somebody party. And when you miss it, he using redundancy. If you call me, you get a free complimentary. I don't know if it's E or illiteracy, but if it's complimentary, it's an already free. Some people, they see people with big, big belly and go up to them and say, hey, you getting baby? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions, this place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions, this place is crazy.
Yo, Ken! The maximum we come from is not comedy to music.
Uh-huh.
What's music to comedy?
What's music to comedy?
So me give them the remedy. Quincy Ace! One time for the bass, alright. Back in the day we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me would a grab a bucket, two stick of milk in Nangan in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up shit heat. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You could hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Used to jam with Leanne and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the day.
Okay, so remember that voice note that came in earlier where I asked the respondent if there was no relationship aside from them being exes, if there were no current relationships, if he thinks it would still work. He says, yes, he thinks it's possible. He's friends. He says, I am friends with all my exes and we have been sex-free since. But if there are no partners, that might be a bit tricky. All right. Thank you for that contribution.
a party, copy plenty, sheet in a test. Radwell walk on a puff up him chest. Me and Nesta used to beat on the desk. I know the new singer, the pop the best in the game. On the stage, I'm keeping the flame. Used to jam with me on a chain. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell the music running me vain. Yesterday.
Remember also that if you are listening to the Voice Note for Us podcast and you have to do something important but you would like to continue listening to it, you can catch it after the live show is finished on Facebook. You can catch it on Facebook or you can catch it on any number of podcast sites. There is Anchor, there's Radio Public, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. We're all over the place. We have a total of 8 options for you to listen to the Voice Note First podcast after it is finished airing on Facebook. So, by all means, subscribe, like, share, follow us on Facebook, of course, and subscribe to our podcast on other podcast platforms.
Hear me little voice, here we street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage, I'm keeping the flame. Use the time with me on a chain. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood.
Good night, Dacia. How are you doing tonight? Do you think it's possible to be friends with your ex without having sex?
I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm making my name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we ram the party. It's insane all right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the one more time for the bass when we sing, sir.
Brutal tracks. Tell a girl, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper. Tell a girl, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper. Tell a girl, move. If she can't gyrate, got the bumper man appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when they start whining, stand up and wait. You calculate, half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like smile milk shake. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look at my baby.
Okay, so this year's commentary in the comment stream, she says she doesn't think so. Because the man always ends up asking for sex, and sex tends to complicate things. Hi, Dacia. But is it always the man that always ends up asking for sex? I mean, aren't there women that ask for sex sometimes too if they're broken up with their ex? I mean, yeah, I can't say this stuff. Maybe the guy used to hit it right, and she misses it. Can she ask too?
Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl.
I see she says there that, oh, firewood is easy to catch. All right, cool. I see you. I understand that. In a few minutes, a minute or two, I'll let you guys know what I think.
Appreciate any man try to leave the dance floor. And when you start whining, stand up. We calculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like smile milkshake. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look at my baby behind you, turn it around. If you don't like find you, turn it around.
Listen, your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Hold the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
Brutal tracks, you ready? Things change, eh?
I remember them days.
Remember them days.
Yes, I remember them days.
Remember them days.
Now I hold and wine, took and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine, while you broke off your bottle, while you go break your spine. Now hold and wine, took and wine, dip and wine, sip some wine, everybody wine. Let me see you wine, while you broke off your bottle, while you go break your spine.
Hear this.
I remember when was Republic,
true.
Everybody used to participate.
For real.
Once the
Alright, it's that time of the podcast where I tell you what I think. But there's one thing you don't have to think about, and that's where to get the best deals on contact lenses and spectacles in Guyana. And that, my friends, is at Diamond Optical. They have 6 months credit plan available, a 6 months credit plan, free lifetime service. They are located on the third floor of City Mall, and their telephone number is 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. What do I think about this topic? From experience, from relationship experience, my personal relationship experience, I will say that it is possible to be friends with your ex and not have sex. I've had whatever, I don't know how you want to term it, because I'm not a very chatty person, generally speaking. So I would have had exes who, after we left, still sent business my way in terms of, well, they know that I fix computers, I build websites, I do this, I do that, whatever the case is. And if someone comes across, or if they come across someone that wants these things done, they'd be like, oh, I know just the person, buddy, and they give them my information. On the flip side of that, I've had exes that after we were broken up, we were still smashing, you know? So it comes down to people setting boundaries, and in my opinion, that is, comes down to people setting boundaries. If you and your ex are finished and you want to have nothing sexual to do with them, I would suggest you avoid spending, at least in the initial breakup phase, like first year or change, avoid spending physical time with them, because like a lot of the commenters would have said as they came in, old firewood easy to catch. Now, you guys would have shared a relationship for however long, be it a month, a year, 2 years, 10 years, whatever. And it's hard for a lot of people to get rid of feelings. And as men, some of us are naturally dominating, and we like conquest, and we like to be able to say, oh, I hit that, I could still hit that. So it's going to take some time to readjust to saying, you know, man, we had a thing, it's over, and we could just be friends now. So if you're a woman and you have an ex and you want to be friends with that ex, you need to set your, to put your cards on the table, so to speak. Let him know, look, hey, this is what's going on. We could be friends, but we ain't screwing. And trust me, some men gonna test the, oh, we'll be friends, but we ain't screwing. Right, we gonna find out, brother. Because, like it, I'm the kind of person, right? So, yeah, you need to set your lines in the sand. Like, yo, we could be friends, but we ain't screwing. Ain't nothing happening. Nobody in class, and nobody party board, and nobody in class, and nobody box board. It'd be just friends. The thing too with that is that if you have a current relationship and your current significant other, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, man, woman, whatever you want to call them, if they are aware that, let's say your name is John, and John had Samantha as an ex, they know that Samantha is your ex and it's the ex before them, you might want to be careful in having a friendship with Samantha, because women, in my experience, aren't very open to the idea of their man being friends with their ex. And I don't think men are either. So right, GT is in the comment stream saying there it's all about maturity. And yes, it is all about maturity. So the maturity is going to have to, and he came in like just in time, because I was just about to talk about maturity. So the maturity aspect of things would have to deal with both parties, the ex and the ex's current partner. The ex's current partner is going to have to be understanding enough to understand, yo, watch, these people were an item back in the day before me, either immediately before me or sometime before me, and they choose to be friends now. In them choosing to be friends, though, they might want to avoid like constantly being around each other. I mean, your friends, fine, cool, but you don't need to constantly be around your friend. Like, it would be, even to a mature person, it would be very weird for you to be constantly around your friend that also happens to be your ex. If it is that you work together, well, there's a valid excuse for you spending time together most of the time. But outside of the work relationship, you don't want to be constantly around your ex. It's going to cause some doubts to start popping up in your partner's mind. As mature as they may or may not be, it's going to cause some slight doubts to start popping up. And you know, doubt is a thing that only needs a small seed to start a huge oak tree or a huge mango tree or coconut tree of doubt. Right? So, yes, it's possible. Comes down to maturity, and it comes down to people being responsible enough to set their lines and stick to their lines. Yo, friends, we had sex in the past. We used to be an item. We were lovers. You were in a relationship, whatever. But now, done. We realize that, you know, while we could be good friends, can be as good in a relationship. So let's just be friends. That's fine. But remember also, like I said just now, they got some men that if you're a woman and you say that, they're going to test though. Because it's just in our nature. It's in our nature to be dominating and to seek conquest and to seek challenges and that kind of thing. So, alright, GT's in the comment stream saying something here. Let me see what it is he's saying.
This one for the road. Road took a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands have time on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road. Took a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands have time on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
All right. So GT says, if you're friends with your ex, then you, your ex, and your present should be able to hang out together. If the ex can't hang out with your present, then they have no reason being your friend. Alright, that's an interesting comment. Now, here's my question to you, GT. What about if the present can't hang out with the ex? In terms of, if, you know, I've observed women and men. You know, some women can't stand being around their man's exes or their men, their ex lover's current flame. What about if the current flame can't stand being around the ex? Like, you know, James and Joan went together and James now there with Patsy. And Patsy can't stand being around Joan. What about that? Yeah, but it is a maturity thing. And maturity has to come on both sides of the coin. It has to come from the exes, of course. And it has to come from the partners of the exes, in my opinion, of course. Because like I say, I am no expert on relationships. I am not a psychologist. I am not a shrink. I'm not a therapist. I can only speak about what I can deduce logically or give you my views on things. And probably to an extent, my experiences were applicable. But that does not make me a professional or an expert on the matter. The aim of the whole concept of the Voice Note First podcast is to allow people to speak about situations and topics and to stimulate thinking. So it's to allow you to think about situations in a different light. It's to allow you to hear the opinions of others and to probably rethink something that you had in your mind as probably fact or an opinion. So yeah, that's the aim of the Voice Note First podcast. Good night, Angelisa. How are you doing?
Hey, God, tell them.
Blocking.
All right, Angelis, we're talking about friends having sex with friends. Actually, the topic question is, can exes be friends without having sex? Without sex having to come into the equation? Or is it going to end up like what Mavado sang about, what friends do together?
You better buck up and leave, girl, because you're being deceived, girl. My girl, it's time you must go.
I hope all is well with you, Angel. Angelis, how you doing? Hope everything is good.
You better listen to me, Flo. My girl, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a sweet saber. You must see my thinking. Have alone, Papa is showing up while you're calling the phone. The man have you like a wallpaper. He have you like a squeeze. You're up on Facebook and then you can't tag your man. You take a selfie.
Want to take time out and say goodnight to the Diamond Optical family if you guys are listening. Those of you who need to get your eyes tested, you got children, school just open. Well, if you missed their back to school summer sale, then that's too bad, but you can still get a great deal on spectacles and get your children's eyes tested down at Diamond Optical. Just go down there, then Madonna and the family hook you up. You could tell them Joel from the Voice No Fires podcast send you. I don't know if you could get a discount, but you could say that.
You try and hashtag the man on Instagram. The next day you see you get an instant ban. You post up a picture of them on Facebook. He said, baby, take it down.
Angelis is in the comment section saying that exes are exes for a reason, right? I agree with you, Angelis. The thing about being a friend with your ex is that unless you are really, really mature and very well disciplined, it's a door right there for that relationship to rekindle. And a lot of exes that are friends often end up back being in a relationship with each other. It might not be like right away. But I've heard and I've noticed that the best relationships come from friendships. So if you have a really, really close friend and that you get as friends, you get to know one another very well. You get to know stuff about your current lover as friends that you wouldn't necessarily get the chance to know as a lover. Here's what I mean. So, you meet James and you decide you are a date. You were never friends with James, so you don't know James' dirty ways or his bad ways. So, now that you're in a relationship with James, his bad ways are there and they're presenting themselves. And you realize, like, yo, I can't handle this. So, eventually the relationship ends. Now, if the relationship had started from a friendship, you would have known James' dirty ways long before getting into the relationship with him. And you would have had the chance to either appreciate those dirty ways, as odd as that may sound, or to find a compromise or a workaround for those dirty ways. And in doing so, the relationship has a greater chance of succeeding. So now, when you would have been with an individual and y'all break up, and y'all remain friends, very good friends, they get a chance to get acclimatized to your dirty ways or to whatever habits that you would have had that caused them not to be able to be with you. And likewise, you get acclimatized to the habits or the ways that they have that caused you not to be able to be with them. Unless, of course, it's some other reason, some like business reason or something, that you can't be with each other. Right, so having been friends now, after you guys would have broken up, you get a chance to acclimatize yourself to that person's ways and next go around, maybe the person that they're with causes them some real heartache. And you're there as the shoulder to cry on. And as as someone I know usually says, the shoulder to cry on usually becomes a dick to ride on. So you're there as a shoulder to cry on, be it male or female. Of course, females don't have dicks, but you get the picture, you get the idea. Right? So you now have a chance to rekindle that relationship. And nothing starts a relationship or nothing opens the door for a relationship better than a broken heart or grief. I really need to put this phone on mute. I keep forgetting to put this phone on mute while I'm on the podcast. Anyways, do that now. Yeah, nothing opens the door for a relationship like grief or like a heartbreak. So you guys are good friends, and oh, your good friend going through a heartache, a heartbreak, or some grief, and you're there, you're the shoulder to cry on, and next thing you know, you guys are intimate again. So unless you are really, 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 really well, you got a lot of discipline, a lot of self-discipline, it's going to be tricky. For me, I usually stay away from my exes. Even though I say that I got exes that would send business my way, that doesn't mean that I'm always talking to them. That's not my style. Particularly since, like we've been saying all through the podcast, OFI was easy to catch. While I may not have feelings for them in that kind of romantic way, they may, or they may just miss the sex, or I may miss the sex. Let's not find out by putting ourselves in a position where we're in close proximity to one another. And things happen, because undoubtedly, I should guess that my exes have current partners, and I have a current partner, so let's not test the waters. Let's not cause anybody any unnecessary heartache.
Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl. Shake up your bumper, girl.
We got just about 15 minutes remaining in the podcast. It has been so far a very interesting discussion. Views from both sides of the coin. That's the nice thing about for the podcast. Right. This call is ridiculous. Yeah, so it is possible, but while it is possible for you to be friends with your ex, it comes with a high degree of maturity. You have to be very mature, you gotta be very disciplined. And even if you are, it still leaves the doorway open for a future relationship. Like I said, you could go through a breakup, you could go through some grief, and that friend could be there for you. That ex that is now a friend could be there for you. And it provides a doorway for the relationship to rekindle itself. And I also said earlier that men, our nature, we like to dominate, we like to face challenges, we like to have conquests. It's just how we're built. So if you're friends, if you're a female and you're friends with your ex, unless you are really strong, it's not a good idea, because more than likely he is going to try to have sex with you, because he could be like, oh, we could be friends, we're not going to have sex. He could be like, oh yeah, all right, let me see if you could say no to me when, you know. And then of course, you guys are friends and you hang out together and stuff like that. Suppose you go drinking, because Guyanese like drinking sport, but it's not necessarily a Guyanese only thing, but you know, people go to bars, you go to clubs and stuff. So let's suppose you and this friend go out now. Need to get something to use? I don't understand what you're saying in the comment section there, Angela. What are you talking about? Need to get something to use. Right. Suppose now you and this friend go out, and you're all drinking, and you know, you're imbibing and stuff, you get high, you get drunk, you get plastered, whatever you want to call it. That there also is a doorway for sexual relations to get back into the relationship that is now a friendship with your ex. Oh, my cold, yeah. I am using some vitamin C for my cold and some antibiotics. But this cold's been chasing me for a while. It's finally gotten a hold, so I gotta beat it sometime soon, no speed. Right, so if you're drinking and you're imbibing, it opens the door there for you guys to, as alcohol, they say, removes inhibitions. And some may argue that the actions of a drunk man are the desires of his heart. It's in his heart to do those things, but he just blames the alcohol on it. Blames the alcohol for it. But it still, nonetheless, opens the door for a sexual encounter between your new friend that was your ex. So, all these things are things to consider if you want to have a friendship with your ex.
In my name, used to jump with Leanne and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends, them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we ram the parties insane, all right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass, when we sing, sir.
Marshall said happiness is the measure of all success. So crazy, yes, I'm taking on no stress. Alright.
I just free all my demons, celebrate life. I blow big name, make a divorce my wife. I go into the rum shop, I got to rejoice. Take me friend.
Yeah, so that is my 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents, how many ever cents. Yep, as I've been speaking for a while. I am not friends with my ex to the extent, or any of my exes rather, to the extent where we hang out together. The relationships that me and my exes share, if we share one at all, is mostly if they need something done. Like, I got exes that used to bring their stuff to the cafe here to get beard. Like I said, I got exes that would send sometimes people my way to do business. Like, I might get a call, I might be on the road or wherever, I get a phone call. Yo, is this Joe? I was like, yeah. How could I help you? So and so says that you fix computers or you build websites. I was like, yeah. And the conversation continues from there. So that's an example of my exes or my ex sending business my way. So I guess you could call us some sort of friendship or the other. I don't know. But beyond that, I don't have much of anything with my exes. So I would advise it. But if you're disciplined like that, you're bad like that, you're strong like that, go ahead. Just make sure to remember that once you are friends with a person, there's a possibility for the relationship to evolve from that friendship. And it's a greater possibility for you to end up having a relationship with your ex that's now a friend. Because one, that person already knows you. Two, they get the chance to acclimatize themselves to you while you guys are now friends, especially if you're best friends, because your best friend is usually the one that has been with you through trying times. And nothing could start a relationship faster than a trying time, trust me. Right, so that's that.
Stupid questions, this place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid.
All right, I see Michelle Wilson in the comment stream there. Michelle is saying, hold on a second, let me get that up here. Right. Michelle is saying, not necessarily, there are X for a reason. Take sex out of the equation and they probably can be good friends with boundaries set up at both ends. Yeah, boundaries will be very important if you want to be friends with your ex. Yeah, I completely agree with that. Right, so if you're going to be friends with your ex, you got to set your boundaries, and you have to be very disciplined and mature, because some side of the equation could change the other side. I said earlier that men like to have challenges, face challenges, and conquests and things like that. They got some women still too, you know. They got some, especially if they know that you got a woman. It's like, oh, me use friend, and you got she, you know. All right, good. But you see, you can see if you could say no to all of this, you know. And she could push herself up and thing and thing. Some women are like that, and likewise, some men are just like that. So it takes a lot of maturity. You gotta set your boundaries. You gotta be mature, and you gotta be very disciplined if you are trying to do this.
One by back your TV. How the current passing and it blows your icy. I just touch on the phone. You bloody crazy. You forget you don't have been.
Thanks for coming in with that that contribution in the comment stream there, by the way, Michelle. How are you doing tonight?
These questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
The other day nearly laughed till I get narrow. A man passed by me out selling drop a war.
Right, so the voice notifiers is also sponsored by Frank Information Technology Solutions. Frank Information Technology Solutions specializes in open source systems for point of sale systems, websites, data management systems, finance software, and the like. Just check them up on Facebook, like them, send them a message. If you got a business, you got a bar or a restaurant, you need a point of sale system for your restaurant or your bar setup, shoot them a message on Facebook. They also do computer repairs. Frank Information Technology Solutions, it just fits.
Asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
No, it's like a big gun, so I do the step on TV. Well, he always promoting somebody party. And when you miss it, he using redundancy. If you call me, you get a free complimentary. I don't know if it's E or illiteracy, but if it's complimentary, it's an already free. Some people, they see people with big, big belly. And go up to them and say, hey.
GPL has just made themselves noticed. Right, so I'm on a live. I just experienced a little dip in current here, so that the audio in the office went off for a brief second. Let's see if it's gonna last through the next 2 minutes. All right, we got 2 minutes remaining on the podcast. They can give me blackout in 2 minutes. But before I go, of course, I gotta let you know that we're also sponsored by Diamond Optical. Diamond Optical is the best place in Guyana to get a deal on your spectacles or your contact lenses. They are located on the third floor of the City Mall. Their telephone number is 223-8433. They have 6 months. There's a 6 month credit plan. Lifetime servicing on your spectacles. They are, of course, located on 12th floor City Mall. I've been there up to the other day. I noticed that the elevator isn't working. But it is worth the trip up to the 3rd floor of the City Mall. Just go up there. Let my dad and the family hook you up. Get yourself set for school or work. And rock some nice, sexy glasses. Yeah, buddy. I know back in the day when I started wearing glasses, people used to call you Oracle and these things. But now, glasses are sexy. They're good looking. They're cute. It's now a sign of intelligence and all that. So head on down to Diamond Optical or give them a call on telephone number 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. Remember to support Diamond Optical because they support the Voice Note Files. And anybody that supports the Voice Note Files deserves your support.
Commission and answers like it increase. From the darkest thing to the highest bribe and the button without the grief. Remember last year shootout.
And this is where I say good night to you all. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for your contributions, submissions, likes, shares, loves, reactions, comments. Thank you for everything. It's been a pleasure having you guys. It's been a pleasure hosting the show. Enjoy your evening, and I will be back in your ear on Friday with a new topic. Enjoy.